This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to the phone lines. Limits, who do we have? We're talking about the importance of this game, and we've all decided here, we all agree, which isn't always the case, that this is a monumentally important game, indisputably important, if you want the number one seed. I don't know. Do we think the number one seed's important?
Yes.
I sure do.
In every possible way. And the numbers will tell you that if you look over the history of the game. And those, not every number one seed goes on to win it or get to a Super Bowl, but most of them do. So,
man, I want the rest in the home game. I think it's really important. For especially a team, by the way, that has a player like a Cam. I mean, can you imagine him revved up after a nice long rest like that? And TJ's 30 or about to turn 30. Minka's body's undergone a lot of wear and tear, Bob. All those guys. And those are the, you know, the mainstays of your defense. I just think for this team in particular, that would be really, really beneficial. So we put it at, on a scale of 1 to 10, how important is this game in getting the number one seed? We're all between a 9 and a 10. Others think it's a house money game, I guess. 412-928-9370.
Here is Brian in Pittsburgh.
Hello, Brian.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's a huge, important game for a couple factors. Is that if you beat down Cleveland tonight, what are they going to bring to Pittsburgh when you have to play them here? You got to play the Bengals twice. They got a lot of high-powered offenses that they have to face yet. You have to beat a 2-8 team in your division. I don't care if it's on the road. I don't care what the weather is like. You have a way better defense. You have, well, the passing game needs to find some points in the red zone. And I think the one thing, guys, that – I listen to a lot of national shows and everything. Everybody is underestimating their special teams, or they're just not making it enough of a factor, in my opinion. We have a great kicker. We also have a really good punter, and the coverage teams, everything, you have to account that when you're talking about a good football team, which the Steelers are. And if they want to move up and be really one of the best teams, you have to win tonight, 100%.
And I also think December 8th is 100%. Thank you for that. Appreciate it, because those are the games that you're going to be favored to win. They're bad. It's a bad football team. Take advantage of the gimmies that you have. And I'm glad you brought up Corliss Waitman, because we have not talked a lot about him.
He's been
great.
But
if you look at last week with the field position switch and how he changed the field a couple of times, he's come in here in a tough situation. Not the starting punter. He's out for the year. It all falls on you. And he's also a holder, which is not an easy thing to do at times. And yet he's, you know, I think that was probably one of the reasons why they wanted him. They identified him because he was here, you know, once, and they knew he had that ability to hold the football on place kicks. So that's a guy who needs a lot of kudos, I think.
Limits, you're getting some text feedback as well?
Yeah, one texter saying, sadly, the reality of the situation is that the Steelers are the most likely they're most likely to have a big drop-off or a letdown game. Steelers have been playing with fire and only, luckily, have won the last two games.
You can make a case about luckily for every game, probably.
They just beat two good teams, I think.
Yeah, they did.
There was some luck involved, sure, but how did they get lucky against Baltimore? What's the luck factor
there?
Well,
Tucker missed two field goals is lucky, I think, because if those two had gone in, it would have changed the way that game played out. That's the only thing I'll say about that. If he's normally 100%.
Did the Ravens get lucky that Russell threw a ball up for grabs?
What are you talking about?
In the end zone? And
he didn't throw it away?
Like there's luck on both sides.
But there are things you would expect. And then with him kicking the
football.
Could
there be anything to the Ravens field goal operation that's a little nervous about the Steelers blocking kicks like nobody else in the league?
Sure.
Did their recent history here factor in that? I don't know, Bob. I know if I have the better kicker, that's not necessarily luck.
No, but Justin Tucker over his career has been a very reliable kicker.
But he stinks this year.
I get it. But in that game, if he makes the, I think that's what he was referring to.
Do they not win if he makes those? Are we sure about that?
No, I just said it changes the way the game would have played out.
For sure. And I get it. I think there's luck to any close win that you get. There's luck, right?
Yeah, that's what I just said. It applies to every team.
Yeah.
You create it also. You create your own luck.
Now, some games are luckier than others. Here's what I would say.
Like, I saw the luckiest game to me was Kansas City beating Cincinnati on a ridiculous pass interference call on 4th and 16.
Yes.
Now, normally that is not called. Cincinnati should have won that game.
The Steelers got luckier the week before against Washington. I thought there was a number of times where the Steelers were burned in that game and guys dropped passes that could have gone
five
for a
drops,
long ways.
Absolutely. That's part of it. Now, you could call that luck, missed opportunity, whatever you want to call it. It applies to every team. And you are what your record says, largely. You have to win games. Kansas City knows how. I think the Steelers know how with their veteran players, which is why this is a 10 for me tonight. I don't want to hear excuses about anything because both teams play under the same conditions.
I guess when I hear lucky, there's a negative connotation to that all the time. As if you were outplayed, you should have lost, but you got lucky. I don't feel that coming out of the Ravens game. I thought the Steelers played an unbelievable defensive game against a regular season Michael Jordan. I thought they gave themselves defensively every opportunity to win that game. You know,
they certainly did, and they stopped what was the number one rated offense on just about every statistical category and held them to 16 points. I don't care
and
where
it was
you
their
do
own,
it or how you do it, you did it.
Right, and it was their own bad decision-making that cost them. You know, they should have just kicked that field goal with Boz to make it 18-10. Then maybe they tack on another one. Plus, they made great and winning plays. Peyton Wilson's come to mind.
Yeah, that's a championship play right there. That's an all-pro play. You can't just do that without working on it, number one, knowing it's coming, but also reacting to the ball.
But if this guy's talking about luck in context of the number one seed, Kansas City's the luckiest team in the league.
That's what I said. They've made out on big time. I'm telling you, that's Cincinnati. You go back and look at that. Normally, that's not called on 4th and 16. It's treated largely like a Hail Mary. A lot of contact, maybe, but you're not going to call it unless it's so egregious.
And that's what another texter asked. Do you see this Kansas City team kind of being a reminder of the 11-0 Steelers with the defense holding them all in all these games and eventually the bottom fell out?
Well, that can be a concern. I think so, sure. I haven't seen enough from the offense on a consistent basis to make me think they are Super Bowl caliber offense. Are they? I think they're a Super Bowl caliber defense. I agree with Dan Orlovsky. I watched him the other day. He said that, and I agree. I think largely they have to prove more on offense.
I agree. And I think one of the things we'll be talking about tomorrow, if Russ doesn't play well tonight, that'll be two games in a row. And then that little chorus that's in the back right now of, hey, Bob, what about Fields? That's going to get louder.
Hey, Bob, can I put my wooden teeth in? Do not play that. Don't. Stop.
What was I going to say there, Bob?
I don't know.
I have no idea. What were we talking about?
I don't know. Huh? Hey, Bob. No, you were talking about a hey, Bob. Something triggered your hey, Bob.
I completely blanked now. And I had a very salient
point
to
make. Hey, if they lose these games, don't call back. Offense. Well, I'm playing a game with you
right
here.
People will be concerned about Russell Wilson, that little chorus. Yeah. will grow louder.
But are you concerned of Russell Wilson? Are you concerned?
I'll be a little bit more, but back to his point about the 20 Steelers. Yeah, maybe the trajectory of the season a little bit if they start like they're it's fool's gold a little bit. But the big difference, Limits, is that this defense is better than that Steelers defense, I think, by far.
No doubt.
And this team has Patrick Mahomes. So even if they lose a little down the stretch, even if they're not as good as 9-1, they're still going to be a force to be reckoned with. And those Steelers, not only did they falter at the end of the season, the wheels completely came off. You know what I mean? I don't think that's happening in Kansas City.
No, I mean, you're talking about a two-time defending champ who just knows how to win. Did that 2020 Steelers team really know how to win? I mean, for an 11-0 stretch, they did. But, I mean, once you got into crunch time, it didn't seem like it.
Yeah, they just fell apart.
Kansas City's also getting healthier, too. Pacheco's back. Their defense is good.
Yeah.
You know.
Don't get me wrong. When we're talking Kansas City, I am not minimizing the threat of them in any way. I just think that all of football history is working against the idea of them three-peating.
There's always a first, though, for everything. And sometimes you watch sports, you wonder how this is happening.
Do you think they'd be the greatest football dynasty of the Super Bowl era then, automatically?
I think you'd have to say yes.
I would have to. Three in a row and 4-6.
Three in a row and 4-6, that's a lot. The 4-6 ties the Steelers, but 3 in a row sets them apart.
Sets them apart forever.
Yeah,
forever
no one has ever done it. So the pressure will be there.
Today's Fan for the Win game changer is Southside Plumbing and Heating. Southside Plumbing and Heating is making a donation to the Women's Center and Shelter to support women and children in need this holiday season. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And you can listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry.
Which, by the way, has got to be insanely busy.
Told us yesterday. Hold on, I'll tell you in one sec. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. He told us, Bob, he orders these cases of cards.
He being the general, right? The man who runs that store.
These Topps cards where you could find that Paul Skeens card. He waits for the UPS guy at 8:30 in the morning, the general does, and he delivers. What did he say? Do we have the clip, Limitless Wonder? We can play it for Bob. And they sell out like that. Everybody wants the golden ticket.
It's like a lottery, and the chances are so.
And how popular are lotteries, Bob? You stop in your 7-Eleven, there's people buying them.
You know, and I texted the general because I had people asking me these questions, and I didn't know it, and I knew he was a regular on your show. So here's my biggest question of all, though.
Yeah.
How do we know that they have put that thing in circulation? How do we not know they're holding it? Because they're selling so many of these things.
Limits, can you ask the general that question?
Yes, I can ask him again. I never heard back from the general yesterday. That's how busy he is.
I'm sure he's busy.
Wow, that's unusual.
Those cards sell out like in minutes. It's just like they line up. But my point is, how do we know what Topps is doing?
That's the question, Limits. Two questions for the general.
And I wouldn't blame them. I wouldn't blame them. They're trying to get. They got as much marketing out of this as.
No, that would be deceitful to not have it out
there. No, it's just you haven't done it yet.
Let's ask the general. How do we know the card's in circulation and they're not holding it back, Limits?
We don't know. And they won't tell you, I bet.
That's one. And two, how much is that thing going to be worth? Limits?
You're talking about
worth? Type it away.
Bobby's in a trance.
Wait a minute. You're talking about worth straight like on one of these auction sites?
Money. Yeah.
Well, that's yet to be determined, isn't it?
Right, but when you look at, say, the Pirates offer, don't you want to weigh that against what the card might actually be worth
monetarily? Oh, I think the Pirate offer is as low as it can be. It sounds good, and it is good. If you're a baseball fan, to get 30 years behind in those home plate tickets, I can tell
luxury
you.
Luxury suite with Livy Dunn for a game, softball game on the field.
Yeah, that's fine. But you'd have to add a couple of $1 million for me.
For me, too.
I mean, I looked at the numbers of people who are spending money on Honus Wagner cards and all these other. This is the modern day whatever. Who are you liking him to? Bob Gibson, maybe? He'll be that good? Is he going to be that good? He may not. He may fall off.
He could be the greatest pitcher ever. That's not, here's not another like thing. Ridiculous hyperbole.
Here's another thing to ask him, Austin, while you're at it.
Okay.
Ask him if Jarrett Jones has a similar card out there. Do they do that with everyone or just one per? How do they do it? It's all rookies?
Limits, if Jarrett Jones, the clip for Bob? from yesterday on.
No, he's too busy doing what you want him to do.
It shouldn't take him that long.
No, I got it.
Here's the general on what's happening around this Skeens, this rare Skeens card that everybody's looking for.
Every single day we're out of the product, and I have more cases overnighted, and I meet the UPS man here at 8:30 in the morning. Today's regiment is almost gone already. Every single day we go through 40 or 50 boxes. It's the most unprecedented thing ever. And don't ever say the Pirates don't know how to market, because for $0, they put out a story on Friday afternoon in November and took headlines. If we could only do that on the field, but they took marketing headlines by this campaign of theirs. I mean, it's all that people are talking about.
40 to 50 boxes. Bob, it's the same way I feel about trivia. One of the reasons we do the quiz show, which some people claim to hate but still listen, it's for some reason part of the human condition to be attracted to trivia, Jeopardy, Trivial Pursuit. Mm. Is there a more popular show ever in the history of television than Jeopardy?
Because people long like that. Running, yes.
They're drawn to that. And then this.
They also realize how inadequate they are with their knowledge of certain things. It's like, oh my God, I don't know.
And
that.
We all want more money too, yeah. Which is, it's there's something about the magic, the lore of I could win that lottery. I could win the Powerball.
I could
get the golden ticket. Yeah. Remember Willy Wonka, Bob?
Oh, absolutely.
Remember how it was a frenzy to find the golden ticket? The whole little town they lived in, yeah. Everybody was on edge. Who got the golden ticket?
I even know that in a more doable way to win something, the Junior Achievement always puts out a golden ticket of their own, which includes season tickets to every Pirates, Steelers, Penguins, Pitts. You name it, they have it, and they put it up though for an auction to make money. And yeah. A lot of people spend a lot of money on those golden tickets. So this is that times 10. If you should get this card, but I want to know about Jared Jones. Let's say Jared Jones is out there, you happen to get it, and there's no attachment to season tickets or whatever. How about if Jared Jones takes off and becomes, Greg Maddux? How about if he turns into that?
Yeah.
Then what?
Well, I guess we should have the general on.
No, I don't
know. No.
He's probably
too busy. I want to have him on, Bob. Let's have him on.
I texted him about that question.
It would be less
busy,
time for him to talk to us than to pound out an 8-question text. Can you text the general?
I already did.
Or do you want me to?
I already did.
To see if he can come on. Just ask him.
I'll ask a follow-up.
For 5 minutes. That's not a follow-up. It's a replacement.
Well, it would be a follow-up to the text I already sent.
No, wouldn't it be a replacement? Bob?
Bob, break the tie.
It would be a follow-up.
Thank you.